Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, folks, not exactly sure how this is going to work today, but we have got one computer on the Fritz, the one that I normally use. This one here has got me in here, but I have no clue if anything's working. I cannot, when I plug the microphone in, I think it's working because it seemed to be doing stuff in the Zingaya Core mic testing thing, but I couldn't hear anything. But you know, on my speaker thing, I could see the thing moving. So when something was being said, so it looked like it was working. So hopefully this is working. I cannot hear any of my stuff, any of my audio files that I have for this show. They're all on my other computer, which I cannot get to come up right now. I started to work with it to get it going, oh, probably about 3 or 4 hours ago, and it's still starting. So something is going on with that one. And this one here just doesn't let me know if anything's out there or anything's working right now. But I was not able to download any of my stuff for my show. So everything that's in here right now is what I've got, and I'm only going to do an hour today because of that. We do have a lot of stuff that we need to talk about over this last week. When I wasn't here, we had a bunch of people on the left drop out of the race, which is good. The ones that dropped out were not needed. They were not wanted by 90% of the people. And then we have other news, you know, like the ones that dropped out, Joe Biden should have dropped out, but he ain't going to, because he's actually in the lead now. Bernie Sanders said that if he was behind and Biden was ahead of him during when DNC convention came, that he would drop out. Well, he was behind, but he hasn't dropped out. So I don't see that happening, even though there's no way he's going to become president. And there's no way that Biden is going to become president. They both have stuck their feet in their mouths so many times that it's just unbelievable. And yet they're still in the running. Hillary Clinton, she has become one of these people who just no matter what she does, no matter what she does, it's against the law. She's always there. She has never been put in prison. And, you know, the sad part about all of this is the things that she has done and gotten away with, any Republican, and I'm talking any Republican, and many Democrats who are not fully left-leaning would be in jail now. That is what we have in our nation now. And it just amazes me that we have one side that is trying to follow the rules, and if they don't, they get caught and get thrown in jail or lose their careers. And we have the other side that's saying we need to follow the laws, but they don't have to. And every time they don't, nothing happens. You know, Hillary Clinton ended up essentially killing 4 Americans in Benghazi because she wouldn't do anything about what was going on over there, and then had the gall in the trials afterwards to say, what difference at this point does it make? She should have been thrown in jail right then and there. But the woman's still wandering around looking like a sourpuss because she lost when she said she shouldn't have. The Democrats are constantly trying to get rid of the thing that right now is keeping them out of office, the Electoral College. Now, when it works and they actually win because of it, oh, then the Electoral College is absolutely perfectly good. Yeah, that's the way it should be. But every time a Democrat loses, folks, it's the Electoral College's fault. That's the reason why they're losing. No, they're losing because they don't have any good ideas for this country. They're losing because they want to destroy this country. They're losing because they couldn't tell the truth if it smacked them across the side of the face and told them what the truth was. None of them know how to tell the truth. I'll take that back. The ones that are not fully left-leaning and actually have some good thoughts in their heads but are still Democrats, yeah, they'll do the right thing when they need to. But if they do the right things, even when they don't need to because it's the right thing to do, they become Republicans. Now, I'm not saying that Republicans are all good, because they're not. But for the most part, they're trying to do the right things here, and they're getting lambasted for it by the left. We're glad that you're here. Like I said, I don't have any of my stuff. So what I'm going to be doing, I don't have my entrance. I tried to get it. My other computer actually did start up, tried to get into Google Chrome so that I could get into the studio, but it wouldn't let me. So I had to restart it again, and it's still restarting. That was about 20 minutes ago. So I don't have any of my clips. I don't have any of my stuff that I usually use for my show. I don't have my entrance, but I'll use this even though I can't hear what it's doing. When it's the truth you want to hear, then NWCR Radio is what you want to listen to. Robert the Infidel Garding has been doing this show on CNN since 2014, and it seems the show will stay here for a while, as the news that is fit to be heard is here on CNN. At 5 p.m. Eastern on Fridays, to end your week in style. If a three-hour show is done, then it will start at 4 p.m. Eastern time. With the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world, Robert is not afraid to tell the truth, even when Pelosi and the demon brats don't like it. So tune in to CNN's flagship show with the silver microphone of freedom and Robert Garding, NWCR Radio, where the truth reigns free. We are back. The call-in number. Now, here's the other thing. If you call in, I don't know if I'm going to hear you. I probably won't. So I won't give out my call-in number right now because of the plain and simple fact that since my speaker isn't working, I don't hear anything that's going on. I don't hear my audios. I probably would not hear somebody when they call. That was in evidence about 3 or 4 weeks ago when I did my show on this computer, and I actually got a phone call. I answered it, couldn't hear anything, and said, well, I guess nobody's there, and I hung up. When I did the playback of the show, I could hear somebody saying, hello, hello. So I don't hear people talking on this. So if you actually come in here and you want to hear something or you want to talk, you know, come in the chat room. The chat room is open. I did put in here that today's Friday the 13th, so that's probably a good reason for a lot of the problems that I've got going on here in the house. But I was talking earlier before I did the break for my entrance thing, which turned out to be the CNM promo number 10 for NWCR radio. I played that and then I came back. But I, you know, before I was talking about Hillary Clinton and a couple of the other ones, and one of the things that keeps going around that I keep getting on my computers, you know, I've got it on my tablet right now. It's from Conservative Buzz, and it says, should Hillary Clinton finally be brought to justice? Vote now. Every time I vote on that, 99% to 100% say, yes, she should be. But where is that bitch doing? You know, where is she? She's definitely not in prison. She's definitely not being held to account for the things that she did. No, 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 she isn't. She's helping to push a lot of this crap and this whole thing about the coronavirus now. This is something that just drives me insane. I got a thing from a friend of mine several days ago. She is in Indiana and she does, she sells Young Living, herself pretty up to date on what is going on and what happens. And she gave me this thing that really popped out at me. And it's about with every election year and what has been going on. And it, the whole thing said every election year has a disease. Now, I don't know if many of you have thought about this, but remember SARS? That was in 2004, before an election. SARS came out. It was the end all disease of all diseases. Everybody was going to die. We had to come up with new vaccines and everything to make sure that people wouldn't die. People were running around with masks on their face. Remember this? After SARS disappeared and kind of subsided, which I predict Corona will, because Corona is nothing more than a viral disease in the first place. It's just, it's going to go away. People are not going to really remember it. But we had SARS. Remember in 2008, we had the avian flu, you know, from the birds. Everybody was going to die for that. Everybody was going to die because of that. It was such a horrible disease. It was going to kill the world. Where is it now? You never hear about that anymore. In 2010, it was the swine flu. Remember that? The swine flu. Everybody was going to die. Everybody was getting sick. So many people were dying over this thing. Then it just disappeared. That's what's going to happen to this coronavirus when the election is over. It's going to keep going until then. Then it's just going to totally freaking disappear. And somebody in that little back room that I keep talking about, where the Democrats have all these people, these think tanks that they pay for them to come up with new ideas on how to destroy what's going on, they'll go back to that room and start thinking up the next disease. And you know, and that's just what is going on here. We have to think about stuff like this because it is happening and it will happen. I will get back to you in a few minutes after these messages. You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where freedom-loving Americans congregate. In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Indiana, but working in the Great Southwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the new up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless, with photograph abilities from a perspective that was hard to get before now, From surveying to photographing problem areas on buildings like the roof, drones can get you the photographs without the danger of actually climbing up there and taking the photographs yourself. Affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, the abilities to get the photographs and the graphics with an all-in-one process that can save you a lot of time and money has never been done before. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741. Or you can email us at gardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR at REAGAN.com. We are your one stop for drone photography and graphics, too. Give us a call. We can do it all. As we continue to grow, we are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNM. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest, this one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming. Nada, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Okay, folks, we are back. I think that my music has faded down a little bit. I'll go ahead and turn it down myself. Like I told you, everything that I have in my studio, my updates, my audios that I have in here, none of them I can hear. None of them I can hear what's going on. So if I talk over something that I shouldn't, forgive me, because I don't hear it. The speaker on this computer is not working, especially when I plug in a microphone, which I have to do in order to talk to you folks. But before I took that break, I was talking about the diseases that have hit every year, every election year, and how they've had a disease. I started with 2004, the SARS disease. That one just came and went. The avian flu in 2008, that one came and went. It was one of those things that was going to be really a horrible thing. It just disappeared. The swine flu, that was another one in 2010. That was going to be the end-all disease of all diseases. After the election, it just disappeared. The next one was in 2012, the MERS flu. Remember that one? That one I don't remember that much. I remember it that it was there, but it just kind of fizzled. That one fizzled. It didn't do much. Nobody could really prove that it was going to do anything. But in 2014, we had the Ebola. Remember that? We were all going to die. This was going to be so horrible. This was going to be something that was going to tear this world apart. Everybody was dying of Ebola. Where is it now? It went away for a little while. Then we had in 2016 the Zika. Remember Zika? That one was, that was going to be worse than any of the ones before. And it was going to impact us like nothing we had ever seen impact us before, and people were going to die everywhere. Where is it now? It just, then in 2018, Ebola came back. It was horrible. It was going to do all this damage. People were going to die. This was going to be the end-all disease of all diseases. Then in 2020, this some bright mind somewhere came up with the name coronavirus. Now, we have a beer named Corona Beer. That's been around since I was a kid, for crying out loud. And their sales have suffered because of this stupidity. And that's what I call it, stupidity. With our next election after 2020, we're going to have another one. I guarantee you it. The Chinese and the Democrats are going to work together, and they're going to come up with some other disease. It'll probably be the aquatic disease or something like that, where if you even touch water, you're going to die because there's all kinds of bacteria. Yes, folks, it is that stupid. And of course, we have people in Italy and places where things are not good up here in the United States, and people are dying because of this. Yes, it's true. It's not a really good disease. You shouldn't get it. But it has a 99.7% Yeah, 99.7% for those under 50 that it infects of a cure rate. It is a viral pneumonia being hyped as the black plague. That's exactly what this whole thing is about, folks. It's before an election. Here's some of the facts on coronavirus. It has a contagion factor of 2. SARS was 4. Measles is 18. You kind of get the picture here? There isn't that much to this. Coronavirus has a cure rate of 99.7%. For those under 50, it infects. Coronavirus is spread. The spread of this disease is leveling off. Already, it's leveling off. But you don't hear this in the media. All you hear is this hyper insane bull crap about how this is killing everybody. We've got people now canceling shit all over the place. The governor of Indiana yesterday said that people needed to stop going to church. People needed to stop going to any place where they'd be around other people. Just stay home. Don't drive anywhere. Don't go anywhere. You'll catch this dreaded disease. And until this week, New Mexico didn't have any confirmed cases. Now we've got 4 or 5. Where'd they come from? They came from out of state. They came from out of country. They came from trips around the world. And they're being quarantined. Folks, this whole thing is getting downright insane. And mark my words, this is going to continue because the media pushes it. The Democrats push it. And they push it to the point where even some of the Republicans are getting into it and saying, yes, we need to take care of this while we can. Here's the problem. As soon as the election's over, coronavirus will no longer be around, and anything corona will be a beer. And that's just the way it is, folks. This disease will disappear. This disease will go away, just like the others, just like SARS, just like avian, this, just like swine, just like MERS, just like Ebola, just like Zika. It's all going to go away, and we'll all kind of look back on that and think, did we overreact on this? And if you're thinking correctly, you would say, yeah, I'd say so. But that doesn't stop this from happening, because the people who are not in the know, the people who will listen to CNN and MSNBC and NBC and CBS and ABC, and even sometimes Fox, and get all their news from these outlets, They're going to believe all this hype. They're going to believe all this bull crap. They're going to believe that people are dying everywhere because of the coronavirus. They are not, folks. The ones that are dying are the old, the unhealthy. And in stuff like that, folks, most of these people, if they got hit with a bad case of the flu, would probably die. These are things that we have to stop and think about here, folks, because if we don't, this whole thing is going to totally destroy this country. This country, right at the moment, I saw a thing the other day that talked about how America could go bankrupt just from the coronavirus. What's going on with it? People are being considered to stay home from work because, heaven forbid, you might come to work and get the coronavirus. Oh, my God, this is horrible. My wife works at a call center here in Albuquerque, and they're even discussing with the employees, saying, do you have a home computer with internet? Maybe you can work from home. Schools are closing, folks. This is insanity at its best, or insanity at its worst, whatever you want to call it, but it's insanity nonetheless. And as long as we continue along this road where we listen to the snowflakes and listen to the media that cannot tell the truth about anything that is going on, just the hype that they want to push on us, then we're going to continue going down this road to stupidity. And the thing that's causing 99% of this is the fact that the people who are believing this have been dumbed down by government schools for so long that they don't know our history anymore. They don't know what's going on in this country. They don't know the reason this country was formed the way it was. They don't know why our elections are through an electoral college and not through mob mentality vote, which is what the Democrats want. Everybody on television, and even people that should know better, call us a democracy. We're not. We're getting closer and closer to that. Democracy was something that was totally pushed out of the ideals of what needed to be done when the founding fathers were forming this nation, because they had the idea that a constitutional republic would be better because it's not mob rule, which democracy really is. You know, you got majority rules, mob rules. And the problem with that is now that we have, you know, all these microphones everywhere where people who are stupid can get a hold of these microphones and start shouting out some insane stupidity to the people and have people behind them chanting, yeah. Well, we're going to have this kind of thing. We've got all these snowflakes in our colleges now who have no clue about what life is all about. Everything has to be fair to them. Everything has to be just perfect for them. They have to be given everything. Everything that they get needs to be handed to them on a silver platter. Folks, life don't work that way. Life does not work that way, and it never has. The idea that we can sit there and push all of this crap, everybody, is stupid at best. But here we have also the problem of our children. What are they hearing? You know, they watch TV. They're hearing all of this bull crap. And even the ones that you try to teach, they'll still ask. My daughter, asked the other day, and this is something that people around the United States might not even think about. But we lived in Indiana. Mike Pence was our governor for 8 years. She asked her mom the other day, who was Mike Pence? Why is he vice president? Is he good? Should we believe him? She lived under 8 years of Mike Pence bringing Indiana back from the red, putting it in the black with his policies. She lived through 8 years of him keeping God in the forefront of his family and his wife, keeping his, you know, letting everybody know that his wife was the most important thing in his life and his daughters too. And now my wife's youngest daughter is asking, who is Mike Pence? Now, here's the sad part, folks. The schools that they are going to are some of the best around right now. And they're still not being taught. The only way that our children are going to be taught, folks, is if we send them to a public school, then when they get home at night, find out what they learned and correct what they learned wrong. What they need to be taught. Be the conscientious parent. Teach your children right from wrong. Teach your children the right things about American history, and don't leave it to be what the schools have taught them, because the schools won't teach them unless they're in a private school or a military school or something like that. Then they'll learn. But if they're in a public school, even a good one, they won't, because they're not teaching it anymore. It's small wonder that we have children all over the, you know, millennials all over this nation saying socialism is the way to go. Capitalism is going to destroy us. Socialism is the way to go. Folks, socialism is just the first step towards communism. And everybody keeps talking about how, you know, everybody on the left keeps talking about how Hitler and Trump are so much alike. No. The only thing that the left doesn't like about Trump is that he has, in the 3 years he's been president so far, has gotten rid of so many things that they worked their grimy rear ends off for the last decade or two to get imposed onto us through the government. It's like Obamacare. That was passed on everybody with nobody knowing what was in it. You remember that famous line by Nancy Pelosi, we have to pass it to know what's in it. No, we should have known what was in it before it was even voted on. Plain and simple. They've got a new bill coming through now. I think it was voted down by the Republicans. But they were trying to push another bill. And I can't even remember what the hell this stupid thing was. But they were trying to push this bill, and all the senators and congressmen were talking about how they didn't know what was in it, but it was a good bill. Well, if you don't know what was in it, how can you say it's a good bill? Thankfully, last time I heard anything about it, I think that the Republicans had voted it down, and a couple of Democrats did too. So it didn't pass, or it's not going to. Let's hope it don't. They've got new bills out there that are supposed to be for the coronavirus, and they're throwing other things into it so that they can push their agendas as they go trying to make the American people think, oh, we're doing a good thing. We're pushing a bill for to get coronavirus taken care of and get it out of the way. That right there tells me the Democrats know this is not going to last. They just want to push another bill because they know once a bill is passed and made into law, chances are it will continue. And Obamacare was a law that was passed against the wishes of the American people, against every Republican in office. No Republican voted for this. None of them did. It was all the Democrats. And the Democrats voted it into a law. Over 67 to 75% of the objections of the American people. And suddenly we were paying fines for not having insurance. That is not the government's role, folks. They have no constitutional right to do that. But ever since that was passed, when the Republicans got into office and started to take over, the first agenda they should have done was gotten rid of Obamacare lock, stock, and barrel. But did they? No. They got rid of parts of it. They got rid of the mandate. They got rid of several other things. But if you don't have insurance now, you still get fined. That's unconstitutional. That should not happen. But it does, because the Democrats, against the wishes of the majority of the American people and against the wishes of every Republican in Washington, became law. And because of that, even though a lot of it has been gotten rid of, it's still a law. And that's where the Democrats are winning here, folks. That's where the Democrats are winning. They know that once they pass a law, it's going to be a law no matter what. They know that it's going to continue because nobody in Washington has the balls to get rid of what shouldn't have been there in the first place. And the ones that do are not in a high enough number to even do anything about it. You see what's going on here, folks? We are losing our country. There for a long time, it was like we're losing our country piece by piece every couple of years. Then it was piece by piece every week. Then it was piece by piece every day. Then it was chunk by chunk every day. We are still losing our country, folks. And nobody's doing anything about this. Nobody's even trying to stop this. Well, no, I take that back. There are a couple who are. But it's like I told you, there is not enough of them in Washington right now to do anything about it. And this country is suffering because of it. We have people in the big cities right now who, if they got their way and got rid of the Electoral College, all of our elections would be decided by New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and one or two other big cities. Everyone else in the nation would not even matter. And that's what the Democrats are trying to push here. They're trying to push this on the American people, saying that, oh, we need to get rid of the Electoral College because it's not fair. No, folks, what's not fair is getting rid of the Electoral College and going with majority votes, because your majority votes are going to come from about five different cities in the United States, and the rest of us will not even matter. And in those five different cities, liberal ideals have all but destroyed these cities. And there are others that are heading in that direction. There's a lot of Albuquerque that is liberal, and there's a lot here that is good, but it's not as good as it was when I used to live here. Liberalism is destroying this city. California, liberalism is destroying that country, that state. And the sad part about that, the liberalism is only on the coast. Inland California, more conservative. They don't like what's going on in California, but they can't vote it out because they don't have the votes that the liberal left does on the coast. That is what the Democrats want. That is what the Democrats are after. And every time they tell you that the Electoral College is not fair, look back a little bit and you'll see they just lost an election. They keep saying that Trump didn't win this last election because he didn't win the popular vote. Well, that's not exactly true because there are reports that say he did. But there are Democrats who did not win the popular vote, but they won the Electoral College, but they were president. Did you ever hear them complain about that one? No. There was never any complaints about that. It never happened. Because the Electoral College worked. They won. The times that the Electoral College does not work, folks, according to the Democrats, is when the Democrats lose. Stacey Abrams, who lost down in, let me see if I can find that one. That was one of those articles that was just downright freaking stupid. Stacey Abrams lost her last election. And the problem with that is that she's now saying that she lost because of voter suppression. Even though there is no proof of it, even though there is no evidence of it, she lost because of voter suppression. Then we've got this thing that came about this week, and I haven't been able to find out if this is true or not. I found some people, some sources say that it actually did happen. Other sources say not so much. But James Wolf, particularly virus speech. This woman is so nuts right now. Every time she talks, she's lying. Life. She has to be high on these the drug of her lies that she keeps feeding to the American people. She's always talking and then giggling like, with so many things that they shouldn't. No, she's getting away with so many things that she shouldn't. Ha ha ha. This whole idea that everything is going to hell in a handbasket because of the Republicans is downright freaking stupid. We have Democrats talking about how bad Trump is for this nation, but then the reports of new jobs comes out, and there's so many new jobs, how good the economy is doing, how low unemployment is for every race. But Trump is destroying this nation. We have things going on that just seem to drive everybody totally insane. And the Democrats are constantly saying, it's Trump's fault. Trump is the one who's the cause of all of this. No, Trump has been doing exactly what he went into office to do. He said he was going to do what he has done, and he has done it. Oh my God, a politician who actually told the truth. That's an impeachable offense. Yes, that's one of the reasons why the Democrats tried that, because he told the truth. He screwed their gooses, didn't he? And even after he was exonerated, Nancy Pelosi is still going around saying, he's guilty of sin. He's doing the wrong things. You know, folks, this whole idea that the Democrats have got your best interests at heart is so totally insane that if you just stop and look at what is actually going on, stop and see what is actually happening in the United States, you would see that Trump has done a bang-up job. He's done a hell of a job being president. We've actually got a crapload more wall down there on the Mexican border than we've ever had. And he has rebuilt some of the horrible parts of the wall that we had. The border is more secure now than it was. Who hates that? Democrats. That's where their voters are coming from. And then we have things going on like, you know, let me see if I can find this. There's an article in Western Journal. Twice deported illegal, caught in the act of raping a woman. He said she thought. He said he thought she wouldn't remember. Really? They come across the border and rape women thinking, oh, she won't remember this. No. Maybe not. He might be horrible in bed, and raping is the only way he can do it. But she'll remember. I guarantee you it, she will remember. He thought she wouldn't remember. Oh, my God. Think about it. How many women don't remember being raped if they are? I guarantee you all of them remember. We have to stop and think about what is going on before we pushing what we think is going on. Because what's going on now, folks, is not what's going on. If you're listening to the news, what you're hearing on CNN and MSNBC and NBC and ABC and CBS and all these other outlets that mimic them, you're not hearing the truth. You're hearing what they want you to think is the truth. And all in all they are trying to do is destroy our nation. And that's the only thing that there is to, if you want to look at the left side of our government, that's the only thing they are doing. You know what? One of the other things that they've done too is top Democrats bash Trump for seeking payroll tax cuts, but called it a victory when Obama did it. How can you have this both ways? The Democrats say you can't, unless you're a Democrat. then you can have it both ways. You can have it both ways because that fits their agenda. If they don't want something, you can have it one way. If that fails, then you still should have it that one way. But if it passes, or if the Republicans turn around and say, yeah, that's a good idea, then they'll turn around and say, no, it's not. You think I'm lying? Take a look at what's gone on. When Bush was president, the left hated his guts. Towards the end, he gave up. He started giving them what they wanted. They still hated his guts. They hated Reagan. They hate Trump. They hated Bush Jr. They hated Bush Sr. If you want to go back, they hated Eisenhower, but they weren't so vocal about it then. And if Kennedy was president now with the ideas that he had, they'd hate him today too. Because he wasn't liberal enough. He actually loved America. Oh no, you can't do that. Can't do that and be a Democrat anymore. Now, I haven't seen anybody come in. I'm starting to come up on the top of the hour now, which means that I've had almost my full hour here. But we have other things that we can discuss here. Time Magazine's Person of the Year includes racists, a communist, and only two prominent conservatives in Women of the Century list. 16 months after a losing election, this is the one I was trying to tell you about, Stacey Abrams finds a new way to lay claim to governorship. Like I said, she says she lost because of voter suppression, even though there's no evidence of it and no proof of it. She said it. She's a Democrat. Must be the truth. And then another report that Pelosi tried using a bill aimed at stopping coronavirus deaths to fund baby deaths through abortion. Yeah, that's that thing I was telling you about. They had the coronavirus bill that they were trying to push and having it just for the coronavirus. Now, there had to be something else in there, so they put in a thing to fund Planned Parenthood. What does Planned Parenthood have to do with the coronavirus? To the Democrats, it's a way to get more funding for their ideas. That's all it is. Now, Democrats and Republicans do this, but not to this level. Democrats do it. They push their ideals no matter what. Their ideals could be destroying our society, and they will push it no matter what. Is the reason why America is having so many problems nowadays because of the Democrats and the spinelessness of some of the Republicans. The ones in power, the ones who really should be standing up to these morons on the left, won't do it because they think, oh, we're going to, people won't like us if we do this. And to me, that just tells me they're not looking at what's really going on. Because if they did what they were doing, they would win. Hands down, bar none, no qualms about it. They would always win. And they know the media lies, but they watch what the media says. Media tells, you know, puts down in print that the Republicans are going to lose big if they vote for something. And even if the Republicans know this is the right thing to do, because they don't want to be voted out of office, they will vote with the Democrats. Now, how stupid is that? How often have they been liked by the Democrats over the last 20, 30 years? I can give you a good clue here. It's a number that starts at one point, goes all the way around, and ends at that same point. It's a big fat zero. They've never been liked by the Democrats. They never will be liked by the Democrats. And the only thing that'll make the Democrats happy is if every Republican loses their position, loses their office, loses everything, and every office in our government would be held by a Democrat. Then they might, one of them might come up and say, they were a good party. They kept us honest for so many years. That's the only time you're going to ever hear anything out of a Democrat about how good the Republicans are trying to do. And that's all we have to say. All you have to do is research a little bit. See what I'm seeing. See what's actually going on. Instead of buying lock, stock, and barrel what the lamestream lying liberal media is telling you. CNN, the Communist News Network, as Mark Levin likes to call them. That is so apropos, because they are. They couldn't tell you the truth if they were paid $1 trillion to do it. And if they actually did tell the truth, they'd come back with a recant later on. Democrats can do that. Nobody else can. And that's the way this whole thing is going, folks. Then we have another one here from Western Journal. It says, Trump's coronavirus plan is good, but it's 2 weeks too late. It might be 2 weeks too late, but like I said, the coronavirus is going to disappear. It's going to go to the back of everyone's memory, like SARS, like MERS, like avian, like Ebola, like all of these other ones that hit on election years. Once this election is over and we start heading towards another one, and it's going to start up immediately as soon as Trump is reelected. But the only difference on this whole thing is that Trump will not be able to be elected again. So he's totally out of it now. The Democrats will start concentrating on who they can push for the next election. And the Republicans too. But the difference between the two is the Republicans will actually put people in there who actually want to do good for the United States. The Democrats will put people in there who are socialists, communists, idiots, morons, America-hating, Jew-hating, well, I can't say that word. But you know what I mean. I'm hoping that some of the things that happen with this election, because we've got some good people who are running. We've got a good person who's running against Ilhan Omar. We've got a good person who's running against Maxine Waters. We've got good people who are running against Nancy Pelosi. People are watching what is going on in this country. A lot of these people who are running against these morons in office will win. I'm not gonna hold my breath on that one. But I'm hoping it happens. The American people have to wake up and start voting their conscience, voting their love for America, or we're going to lose America. I thank you for coming in and listening. It's 4 o'clock, and I'm going to have to get myself going. But we have got ourselves a show for next week, and we are going to do our best to have our computer up and going again. I'm hoping it will be. If not, I might have to resort back to this one. But we are in the process of trying to get our computer going again. And if not, I'm going to be buying a new one or figuring out a way to do it on my tablet, something. But I will be back soon. And next week, if anything, I'll do another hour show, but I will be here. Sorry about last week. I missed my Friday show, and then I rescheduled it for Monday the week before last. And, I scheduled for Monday, did it on Monday, and then last week I did the same thing. I missed my show on Friday, scheduled it for Monday, and then I totally missed it on Monday. I was busy on Monday, and things were going on, so I missed my show on Monday. I got my show today. I will schedule another one for next Friday. I will be here next Friday, and hopefully I will see you all next Friday. This is Robert the Infidel guarding with this edition of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show. This is our 424th episode right now on Conservative Nation Media. And before I go, I want to play another ad here because we have another show. I played the ad for the new show, Nada by Mango, which is on Wednesday. Here's our other show, and it'll be on tomorrow night. Nation Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is Chief of Police of South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds a mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It's also available in digital form on Amazon, too. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert T. Garding. Order it now. Okay, folks. Those were my advertisements that I had. Was going to play at the half hour, about a half hour ago. But like I said, we are going to be working on our computer all week long, trying to get this thing back going and up and going. Remember, we have a show on Wednesday, and we have a show tomorrow night too, Black by Color Only and Nada with Mango. We have another show coming. I haven't heard any more about it, but it's going to be called One Mad Grandma. That sounds like a really good one. But we will be back this next Friday with our 425th episode of NWCR here on Blog Talk Radio through Conservative Nation Media. And we hope to see you again next week and give our other shows a listen to. They are great. And we will see you next week. God bless America. God bless our troops. And as always, we are we'll be right back.
Everything.